right, what is up, degenerates? Welcome to week 15. It's playoff time, baby.
Playoffs.
I am joined tonight by my co-host, Mr. Diego Shaheen. Diego, how you doing?
I'm good, but the room feels lonely, man. Where's Ben?
It is very lonely. Ben is currently practicing for the Winter Olympics in the ice luge contest. something that they're usually pretty good at up there in Canada. I think he's the luge. They're just going to push him down the course. So. he's training. So it's just the two of us tonight. We're down a man, but we'll do the best we can with what
we
have.
We'll hold the fort. Yeah.
And hopefully everybody's not completely disappointed. So how'd your week go, Diego? How are you sitting for playoffs and stuff?
Well, it's playoffs time. One of the good things about having multiple teams is that you're able to make it to the playoffs. So I think I did fairly well. Eight teams out of the 14 leagues I play made it to the playoffs. I only got one team that have the first week bye. And I'm struggling with, obviously, the injuries, the players, like everyone else is out there trying to figure out, do I really have a chance with some of these teams? But overall, as we start looking back on the season, I think I did well. But some teams are just probably, they're going to need a lot of luck to be able to make it to the next round. It could be next week we could be talking and I could be out of the playoffs except for one team.
Yeah, that's kind of the same boat I'm in. I have a half dozen buys right now. The rest of the leagues I made it in. I'm playing this week. I'm projected to win the vast majority of them, but it's fantasy football and anything can happen. So we'll see. I mean, yeah. Like I was saying to you off the air before we started, in the Obsessed League, I was in first place the entire season, and the last 2 weeks I've lost pretty significantly both weeks. And like 2 weeks ago, I lost by 150 points. My team just didn't show up. And it ended up costing me a first-round bye because now we have four teams that are tied for first. And because of the points for tiebreaker, I ended up being at the bottom. So, it's just – it's fantasy, man, with all the injuries and underperformances the last couple of weeks, which are some of those are due to injuries and whatnot. But
just well, here's the bad news. Some of the underperformances are coming over to this week. We're seeing that already.
Yes, they are. So we're recording Thursday night, and the Thursday night spectacular is currently being provided to us by Amazon, where the Chargers are still in the locker room, and the Raiders are moving up and down the field as they please.
Yeah. So looks like a practice game.
It does, yeah. It's just more quality that we've come to expect from the Amazon product on Thursday night. So,
breaking news.
Let's talk about the three Saturday games this week. So we have a 1 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time game this week. So you got Minnesota against Cincinnati, Pittsburgh and Indianapolis, and then Denver and Detroit for the later game.
Yeah, check your lineups, guys. Remember, yeah. Saturday games, we're not used to those.
No, we're definitely not. And with the number of injuries and stuff, look, another fumble. Oh my goodness. With the number of injuries, you're going to be looking at starting several guys that you may not have been planning on starting. So another thing is check your waiver wire because you may need to add somebody for, you know, to replace one of these guys that's down. Like we'll talk about him in a minute, but Alexander Mattison's going to be out. So you got to get your waiver claim in on Friday to pick up Ty Chandler if he's still out there. So keep an eye on those games.
I think they ruled him out today. Madison's officially out.
Yeah, Madison's officially out. Chandler's been bumped up to the RB1 for the team. So, you know, just look for guys like that. You know, we'll talk about some of these players that are out and, you know, maybe who you might be able to look for that might still be out there. So we wanted to quickly run through the redraft leagues and congratulate the teams that made it to the playoffs in those leagues. So quickly in League One, the bye weeks this week go to Reed and Boaf. And then the two matchups are Depremier against the Moosian and Thoud, who snuck into the playoffs at 7-7. And he goes up against Luke. So as he said earlier today or yesterday, he's got a bye week this week against Luke. So we'll see how that turns out. So in League Two, the Gangbang League, that's your league, Diego.
That's my league.
We have prone to injury and Nick Bass, 32, with the bye weeks. And the two matchups there are number 7 against Sam McSee and Schmitty against Tony M. So you got two Bears fans, two 49ers fans in the playoffs. So that ought to be interesting. And they're both on different lines to make their way to the championship. So
don't forget, this league had something very important that we were playing for. I did not finish last. Came in 10th place.
Yep, that's true.
5-9. That's so true. I managed to stay out of that last pod. So we're going to call that progress and we'll rebuild from that.
Yep. No, hey, that team moved up 2 spots this year.
Exactly. See, it's already, I'm already doing better than the last GM.
Yeah. Yeah. all right. So moving on to League Three, the Speed Draft League, we have Woody C and Mile Heisenberg with the bye. First matchup is Megan Mark against M. Hayes. And the second matchup, the Great Cornholio, which is Eric, sneaks into the playoffs there. And he goes up against Andrew Clark.
All right.
The fourth league, which is Ben's league, Ben and SpongeBob have the byes. And the first matchup is Chicho against Marzi. And the second one is Gilf against Vistian. So that one should be a pretty decent matchup. I think there's 3 Canadians currently in the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
There. Or it might be. Yeah, I think it's 3, but I think there's 6 Canadians in that league. So
that just tells me you never checked the exchange rate on those points. He told you.
No, I didn't. Well, I let Ben pay, so, you know.
Oh, all right. It is what it is.
I knew I was going to get scammed. Yeah. and then in League 5, Shayna and George Van Duzer get the byes. And in the first matchup is Raging Dachshund against Quicksilver. And the second matchup is Fish Gold against LJ Fagiano. So Connor and Jendy, neither one of them made the playoffs, but they are playing against each other for the toilet bowl.
Well, all right. Congratulations to everyone that made it. Good luck as we start here. Those couple first week byes are going to come very helpful with the state of where we are with some of these injuries that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, no, 100%. So without any further ado, let's jump into the injury report.
The injury report.
So we're recording on Thursday. So Keenan Allen is out. Josh Jacobs is out. They won't help you this week, but it's something to monitor if you do move on to whether or not they play next week. Darren Waller today was designated to return from injury.
Why, man? Just leave him in IR. Have him. He's just going to clog my roster. I'm not going to play him.
No, but you got to take him off of IR.
I know. He's going to clog my roster.
It sucks. It does. I mean, maybe it'll help Ben with his bet, but I think
right. We still have that going on.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. I don't think they've conceded yet because I think they both might get the same amount of games out of each tight end. So we'll see. God. it's sad.
This was a year where the tight ends are card, the changing of the guard. The tight end is happening.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It definitely is. CJ Stroud still in concussion protocol. Hopefully he clears tomorrow or Saturday. Nico Collins still suffering the calf injury. I don't know that I want him to play if Stroud is out. However, Mills was, he was okay for fantasy last year. He definitely can manage the game. I wouldn't look for a ton of points, but, stranger things have happened. He was serviceable. Are you looking at any of the other options on that roster if Stroud's not going? Because I don't even know if
Noah Brown, but he's goosey for the last 2 weeks, which is frustrating because with Nico out and Tank out, kind of said, okay, that you got Robert Woods there. And then I think Dalton Schultz can come back this week, actually. So that would be good.
So he practiced again today with that hamstring injury. So he may be back. He's been out for 2 weeks. So,
but the problem is, I get what you said. David Mills was decent. I just don't want to put my playoff game in the hands of David Mills, and God knows what he's going to do.
Right.
So hopefully Stroud is out there. If Stroud is out there. But we know it's difficult because this year we kind of see on average everyone missing a week. But we've had guys come back, quarterbacks as well. Purdy came back that same week when he was in the protocol.
Yeah.
But anyway, that said, obviously you feel much better about Stroud being out there than Mills. But again, situation is turning desperate in some of these leagues, myself included. So I would be scared to roll out Nico because that calf injury, like, He could re-aggravate that. Yeah, he could be out there for one play. So that's scary. But then you got Noah Brown, who he's had targets, but he just can't catch them.
Right. Yeah.
It's scary. It's starting to get scary with Houston and how that offense is coming apart.
The injury bug is taking its toll on them. It's a shame because they're in a really good position right now.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is you may not have an option. You're just going to have to want to play any of these guys. So in the order, I would still do Noah Brown over Woods. It's just Woods has just been like very
he's
scarcely involved. And then because it's Mills, I think you can still play the tight end.
Schultz, I would probably go with Brown, Schultz, and then Nico if he's active. That would probably be my order as well.
Yeah, and Nico, I'd be scared to put him in, but you may not have a better option. Yeah. Yeah.
You may have to. All right, so move on to Justin Jefferson. Suffered the chest injury last week early in the game. He is expected to play.
Yeah, I think he plays.
I think he plays. You got to put him out there. I don't really know who the quarterback's going to be yet. I think it's
they call that it's going to be Mullins. After Dobbs fell off a cliff. we don't know what happened there. Horrible regression, and then that's it. So it's Mullins now in at quarterback, and actually today they announced Hall is going to back up Mullins, and Dobbs is the emergency quarterback. So the fantastic story of the astronaut is now done, it looks like, at least.
Yeah, at least for now. We'll see.
At least for now, yeah, at least in the Vikings.
So also, as we've said before, Alexander Mattison suffered an ankle injury last week in the 3-0 victory that they had.
Oh, Lord.
what a shit game. So he's out this week. So Ty Chandler, Kenny Ngwangwu, are your options at running back, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, you can play Chandler on that matchup against the Bengals. They allow yards on the run.
Yeah. And, Chandler I'm fine with starting out. He's the couple of games that he's had to fill in, he's done fairly well. So I'm just not sure that I'm interested in anybody else. Like I don't know that I want to get Wongwoo, but do you, maybe you have to. I don't know.
Well, we saw Mullins in San Francisco, and this is one of those backup quarterbacks that we call like a decent backup quarterback. None of these guys that can't even throw the ball. So he may be able to sustain, I think, Jefferson and Hawk. I don't know. But I don't know if, what do you do with the other wide receivers? Like, that's
you still got to start Addison. I mean,
that's the thing.
For what he's performed, it's tough. Yeah. Like, you're always going to start Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
And like you say, Hawkinson's going to be out there. I think he's going to get some work. Chandler's going to get some work. But I think you got to roll Jordan Addison out. But then, you know, KJ Osborne and Brandon Powell are both going to be out there too, taking targets, you know, or at least taking looks. They may not get targets, but they're on the field. So
I think I'm done at Addison. Like, after Addison, I wouldn't start any of the other wide receivers like that. And then hopefully it's a high scoring game. I would have to check the over and under, but the Vikings defense have been decent. But hopfully Browning, who appears to be playing well, although he's had two very soft matchups the last 2 weeks, hopefully it could be high scoring and then you can get some points there.
Yeah, no, definitely. Cause you're going to need, you know, you're going to need some of those guys this week to get you through. So the last one I have on the list here is Devon Achane.
yeah, so he's injured again.
I don't know.
He's one of the great stories for this season. So the Dolphins got pretty banged up last week with Hill on that last game, as we saw, and Achane was running. But I think his problem is
a toe
injury.
Yeah, he's a toe.
So you got to monitor that. Maybe he doesn't go. If he doesn't go, you got an option at Wilson. But they do have a rough matchup there.
If he doesn't go, I mean, you're still starting Mostert, you're still tight, starting Hill, and you're still starting Waddle. I think I'm avoiding everybody else. I mean, if you're desperate at tight end, maybe Smythe, but he's so hit or miss that I don't know that I trust him with my playoff.
So the thing is, you can't – so the Jets have been locking down wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever offense is being produced off the running game. So that maybe you can still play Mostert without any issues there. Maybe Wilson, if Achane doesn't go. But what's scary there is how good they are against the wide receivers. Now, Hill is a different guy, but what doesn't really help you out is that he's coming back with that bad ankle. And you saw him in the game. He was out of the game, in the game, back out of the game. So that's scary. And like, to me, I have Hill in I think, at least three or four teams, and he's been pretty much carrying my team because he's been great this season. So that's a scary game on the playoffs against the Jets. Like you said, you still put him out there because what else are you going to do? But
he was pretty much the offense when they played the Jets a couple of weeks ago, you know?
Yep.
So that brings me to another point right now. Are you starting Tua this week? Like, I didn't start him last week against Tennessee. And I don't know that I want to start him again this week against the Jets. I mean, he put up in our league 10 points, you know, under 10 points against the Jets.
No, he's scary to start. I think I'd rather look elsewhere because while you can still start Hill and get points from him, just like one of those long plays that ended a touchdown, he'll be fine.
I'm starting him everywhere. He's an automatic.
Yeah, but I look elsewhere. It's scary to start Tua in this matchup. Just the Jets have everyone on lockdown. Like, they're not allowing points.
Yeah. No, I would agree. I would be looking at other quarterbacks.
I'd pivot. Like, if you don't have anything in the redraft, you can look at Minshew maybe. He's probably out there against the Steelers. I'd rather start him. Who else can start?
If
you can get Stafford, he has a beautiful matchup against the Commanders.
Yeah, Stafford could be out there.
I'm just trying to think based on like percentage of people. I mean, I don't know. You're a Ritter guy. You start him against.
I have not signed Ritter against. No. Nope.
No. Okay. No,
not this week.
Not this week.
The Panthers' defense is still fairly decent, especially.
What about
in a?
I have one for you.
Okay.
Flacco against the Bears.
I'm absolutely starting Flacco.
100%. Wait, hold on, Steve. What year is it?
I know. So we were certainly talking about this off the air. So I have a league that I made the playoffs that I'm starting Flacco, Zeke, who else? Hopkins. I need to add Julio. And
yeah, just add Julio and start him just
for the sake of
what, 2020, 2019? Is that where we're at?
Yeah. Like 2019. I'm back to there. But these guys are producing. Like Flacco's had two decent games for fantasy. Like he's put up against the Rams, he put up 19 points, and Jacksonville, he put up 23. So,
yeah.
I mean,
and he's been peppering Njoku with targets. It's insane.
Oh, insane. Like, yeah. But Flacco likes the tight end. He always has.
And he only is like, where's Njoku? That's it. That's his, like, it's not where his number one read is where's Njoku? That's his number one read.
Well, so last week, Amari Cooper had 14 targets.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, Njoku had 8. But he had 2 touchdowns. So he's looking for Njoku when he gets close to the end zone, which is good. He's a big target, and he's a guy that can push his way in. So I'm definitely starting those two guys. You know, Ford is getting some work, but he's getting the passing work. And Hunt's getting most of the groundwork and the stuff closer to the goal line. So I don't think, unless I'm desperate at running back, I'm not going to be starting Hunt. But I'm going to certainly start Jerome Ford. You know, but Hunt's another guy we could throw into this list of old players.
So wait, you want to add another guy to the list?
Sure.
In tonight's game?
Let's get crazy.
Bolden's going crazy out there.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up, man. It's like all these players that we would never pick up are now just scoring. It talks to the story that we have every year. This happens every year. We're always talking about that waiver wire wonder, but sometimes it's some of these old guys that are coming out of nowhere and just producing on some of these games. Amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
So the Raiders have 5 touchdowns in the first half. Like
you get a touchdown.
Devontae Adams, no, you don't get a touchdown.
Oh, but that I need him so bad.
Everybody else in the team gets a touchdown except Adams. Like, what the hell is going on here?
I don't know. This is going to have playoff repercussions.
Yes, yes, it definitely is. It's also going to. I think it's going to cost a head coach's job.
No, so yeah, I was thinking that you think we're talking about that. Is Stanley done tonight or not? Like, do we hear tomorrow morning that he's gone or do we not? But we'll wait and see.
When we first were talking, I was thinking, no, you know, like he's forced to run out there with Easton Stick. Like, your franchise quarterback goes down. What are you really going to do? I don't know. I'm starting to rethink that. Maybe it's possible. Like, if the Raiders put up 70 points,
I mean, this is crazy.
This is absurd, man. This is absurd. It's so bad.
And this is why we dislike Thursday games, because it's always the pendulum just swings so far, right? It's either no scores, horrible game, no one produces anything, or these one-sided, lopsided games where you're like, what is happening? Make it stop. I'm going to lose on Thursday night.
Right.
That's just that's every Thursday.
And I mean, if you started a Raider, You're happy right now, you know. Like if you had to put Michael Mayer in,
that
tight end,
you got a touchdown.
You're happy. There's your 10 points. Jacoby Myers, one catch. There's your touchdown.
If you're forced to play O'Connell, you're fine.
Yeah,
you're good.
I mean, so it's just gross.
Anyway, so gross. All right.
All right. So Now that we beat that horse again, let's jump into our recaps for the Magical World of Fantasy Football Chronicles. All right, so last week, week 14, Ben had two correct. I had three correct, and Diego must have been feeling better because you're back down to one correct.
What happened? I don't know. I just have to go back to the do whatever Ben does because who's in the lead? Oh no, you are. So I got to switch to this. Whatever Steve does, I do.
No, don't you put that. Don't you put that on me, Ricky? Don't you put that on me? I like to keep winning. So total for the season, Ben's at 38. I'm at 41, and you're at 33.
I'm doing better than Moz.
You're doing better than Moz. Moz still has zero correct. All right. Sam LaPorta, better or worse than the tight end 6.5? He was worse, and I was on the fence, and I should have stuck with my gut on going worse with this, but hindsight, you know. Nico Collins, most receiving yards of all Houston and New York Jet wide receivers. That was false.
Yeah, but he got injured after two plays. Yeah.
Chris McCaffrey, at least 130 total yards. That was true.
Okay, hold on. Honestly, the Seahawks need to figure their stuff out because he got like 80 of those yards in one play, and then he didn't get all those yards at all.
Correct.
It's insane that he got that. Like, I was watching the game like, there goes my bet. Yep. I was expecting them to keep him under control. Nope. He ran like for 70 yards. They pulled him out because he was tired, and that's a touchdown that
he got vultured. Yeah.
Yeah, that got vultured. So I wasn't completely wrong, but well, it was just one play.
Yeah, but you're only considering rushing yards. That was a total yards bet. So his passing work also counted.
No,
that's
I know.
Why I was surprised you went false because
okay, lock down CMC, let the other guys beat us. No, but I mean, they got beat badly anyway. So
you can't stop CMC.
Yeah.
You know, like he's had.
I was trying to catch up.
He's had nine games already where he's scored over 120.
Yeah, crazy. So, no, that's the thing. It was 120, not 130. So
no, but sure. I mean, that's just 120. But I figured he would do it. What's 10 yards for CMC?
That's 10 more yards, like especially when they just leave gaping holes and then he can run through them. So
a beach ball could have run for that touchdown.
Yeah, I could have run for that touchdown.
yeah. So next question was the Cowboys score at least 30 points. That was true. We all got that one right. Yay. Oh, so first two we got wrong. The CMC one, Ben and I got that right. Yeah. The Cowboys question, we all three got right. Jordan Love, more or less fantasy points than Tua. I got that one right after I pivoted. See, it's a good thing I didn't know which game I was talking about at first. So then the liquid luck item was choose any quarterback to throw an interception.
And oh, man.
Diego, you and I both picked the quarterback.
Yeah, but this one. Like,
you had to have been sweating. I was happy early.
I was sweating a lot because apparently Sappy became the second coming of I don't know who, but he was like, he looked great the beginning of the game. I think the interception came like in the third quarter, I think. I was like, please, Lord, just let him throw a pick. Let him throw a pick.
Yeah. Bailey Brady turned into Max Zappy.
Yeah.
So I had Trubisky, you had Zappy, and Ben had his coveted Bryce Young, who for a change did not throw a pick. So you and I got that correct. And Ben,
I'm sorry, Ben. Not even there, Young is helping you. No. Sorry about that, man.
Every chance the Panthers have to screw him over, they're doing it. All right, so on to week 15.
So apparently I need to be sick to pick this correctly. So.
Correct. Or have all your right. kids do it. Pick either one or the other.
Yeah, I just need for them to keep sneezing on me so I could I could do better.
Right. So first question, number of quarterbacks playing in Saturday's games to throw for 225 passing yards. And the over-under on this is 2.5. Diego.
Well, this time's going to be easy because it's all going to be me, right? I'm the one that's surface. So just, again, recapping, Vikings, Bengals, Steelers, Colts, Broncos, Lions are those games. And I, for one, I think I am going to take... why do I do this to myself? I'm going to take the under.
Okay. I am going to take the over. I think out of those six teams, Pittsburgh doesn't get to 225, but I think
Pittsburgh doesn't get there,
I think both quarterbacks in the Denver-Detroit game, I think that's going to probably hopefully be a shootout.
That's the one that I think it's not a shootout because those the Lions DST has been worse, but the Broncos is actually coming back. And you saw how well Mr. Goff played last week.
Yeah, I know, but I expect him to bounce back. I mean,
he's at home, so that's good.
Yeah, they're a pretty decent playoff bound team. So I think that one should have plenty of yardage. And I think at least one of the teams in the Minnesota-Cincinnati game, one of those quarterbacks does. If that becomes a shootout, you know, it could be both, but. I'll play contrarian. I'm going to play the field. I got six chances. I'm going to take three. And Ben also chooses the under with you, so we'll see.
All right, we'll lose that point together, Ben.
I usually do pretty good when I'm against you guys.
Hey, I told you I'm doing whatever Ben's doing. So far.
So we'll see. Rashee Rice has the most receiving yards of all Kansas City and New England wide receivers. True or false? So Ben took true. Diego?
I do whatever Ben does, but considering that I came to the dock first, is that's not true. I'm going to say true. I think he's the only wide receiver worth actually playing in that game. Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know what version of Zappy is going to show up, but I do think that Kansas City has a pretty decent defense, especially their secondary. I really like Snead on the secondary. So I'm going to take Rashee Rice as the guy that could actually have most yards there.
All right. I'm going to take false. I'm going to, again, play the field against Rice, who comes and plays well and then disappears for a couple of weeks. And Kansas City, just like New England, has pretty much a revolving door at the wide receiver position from one week to the next. So,
unless it's – well, you got to remember, you got to make sure Tony lines up correctly.
Well,
that's key.
Yeah. I mean, but it wasn't his fault. The refs tricked him into doing it. You know,
he never looked to the sidelines, man. Never.
No. He didn't bundle his home and auto.
Maybe he was looking at the other ref on the other side of the field.
Yeah. That was so bad. I mean, how do you do that? You're an NFL player. How do you do that? Like, come on, man.
I think it's 50-50 because I think the refs are just like they showed another image of the Dolphins game against the Titans, and Waddle was lined up even further, further out.
Yeah,
and he didn't get called for it. So it's just when everyone's calling out for consistency.
Oh, I think agree.
That's where the NFL needs to do a better job on the ref side. Just be consistent with the calls, either call them or not call
them. I 100% agree with because you could be watching four games at 1 o'clock and they call each one completely different. You know, and you're listening to the retired refs that they have on each of the broadcasts saying, well, this is the way I would go. You know, it's clear right here that it should be this. And then they come out and go completely the opposite direction. Like, what the fuck? Like, are you not, like, do you not see the same thing that everybody else in America can see? I mean, so consistency is definitely something that the NFL needs to do with the officiating crew. All right, so question three, Tony Pollard, more or less total yards than James Cook? I'm taking less on this. I think Cook is going to get more total yards with the receiving work. And even though Dallas's defense is pretty good, Cook's been hot lately. So I'm going to go that route. Ben goes with the more, and Diego.
I'm going to go with less because it's total yards. And like you said, Cook got a lot of those. He got everything the last game. And you're seeing, so this question is very difficult. Here's why. Because you are seeing the Cowboys split the work between Pollard and Rico. But Rico's a little bit banged up. I still think he plays, but I don't know if that may drive that a little bit more towards the Pollard side. So I think this is one of the most difficult questions in the
slate this week. Like you're looking at, so if you look at James Cook's snap share the last 4 weeks, he's been under 50%.
To make matters worse.
You know what I mean? So, but he's getting the passing down work. So he's seven targets, five targets, four targets, and he's getting in the end zone. But he's getting the targets and he's getting the yardage. So that's kind of where I'm leaning more there. But I've been riding the Pollard train all season because I was able to grab him in different spots. But he's putting up points. He's getting a little bit of passing work. He's playing 70% or more of the downs. But like you say, Rico Dowdle's getting some of the work. Pollard's not been great as far as efficiency.
No, he's been rough to play. Like that have him, we had to play him in a bunch of games and just come with 5, 7, 8 points around that. It's been a rough ride.
He's only had 4 games where he's been above 5 yards per carry. You know, mm-hmm. We're going into week 15, so he's not efficient with the touches he's been getting. And until a couple of weeks ago, he wasn't getting in the end zone either. So, although those points don't matter, but they don't for the question. But I'm just looking at total yardage over the last couple of weeks, and even with the passing down work, James Cook's been just slightly better. So I still need Pollard to go out, and if he gets 1 yard less, I'll be perfectly happy with that because I need both guys to go off this week. Next question, Evan Engram, better or worse than the tight end 12.5? I'm going better with this just because the weapons on the Jaguars are, a little bit slim with Kirk being out, and it's kind of easy for a tight end to sneak into the top 12. So if he gets a touchdown, he'll be a top 12 tight end. So I'm going to play the field on this one and take the better. Ben also takes better on this. Diego?
No, I'll take better as well. I think that Jaguars offense, when they lost Kirk, obviously those targets shift elsewhere. And you saw Engram being not featured, but being an important part of that offense last week. So I'll take better as well. There's enough volume there. And all he needs is a touchdown, and you do better than tight end 12.
Yeah. No, I agree. Baltimore is a tough team, and it's a primetime game, but I still think that he's going to be able to get some work. And then the last question, Seattle and Philadelphia running backs to have at least 50 rushing yards. The over and under is 1.5. I'm taking the under. And the reason I'm taking the under is because the running backs on both of these teams have been not good as far as rushing yards the last few weeks. And the other reason that I'm taking the under is I need the running backs on both of these teams to have monster weeks. So
just
I'm betting against myself by taking the under. I'll lose one coin, to put up 20 points.
But you get the points to make it to the next round. Is that the strategy? All right.
Yes. So I'm betting against myself.
So wait, help me out here before do we know if Walker is playing?
I believe Walker is playing.
Okay.
Let me look here. I believe Walker's playing. Swift is playing.
Yeah. I just don't have anything in my mind for Walker. And I think if he plays,
Walker had 21 21 rushing yards last week, coming back off the injury. He played 56% of the snaps. So he'll be out there.
So he'll be out there. Okay.
Yeah. And then Swift had 39 yards last week, 13 the week before.
And okay, so my thought process, right, for this one is we just saw what San Francisco did to Seattle, and we just talked about CMC. So I think you can have that running back on that side, and I do think that Walker is able to get some run here just because the Seahawks like running the ball. You know, Pete likes that. So I think you may get the 50 rushing yards here on both sides. So I'm going to take the over.
All right. I get it. And like I said, I need both Walker and Swift to have decent games. I'm betting against myself, though. So I'm either going to win one coin or I'm going to win several matchups.
And
I'd rather go for the matchups. But
just so you know, I'm sure you played Trey Tucker on that 16 team league that you have, right? Because
I don't even know that I own Trey Tucker anywhere.
Two touchdowns before halftime.
Yeah, I was like, well, and then who's the other one? Zamir White. Like, I dropped him everywhere because I thought he got dropped and not picked up. So. Yeah, I've completely.
Of course, I am going up against him in the Harry Potter League, so of course he'll score a touchdown, and he's going to have a monster game. Wait for another touchdown from him in the second half.
Yeah.
To kick me out of the playoffs.
Ugh, gross. All right, so the last item here is the special item this week is the Liquid Luck.
I need to bathe myself in Liquid Luck, the way these things are looking.
I guess. Diego taking a fellacies.
All right, so
so choose any running back to have at least 100 rushing yards. So I looked at this question myself, and I look kind of back through the players that have had 100-yard games this season. There's only been, I think 12 or 13, but there hasn't been, I don't feel like, as many I don't think some of these bigger, better guys have had as many 100-yard games as they have typically in the past. So I'm taking Kyren Williams, and I also considered the guy that you're choosing. Ben abstained from this. I don't know that I blame him because this is going to be a tough one.
This one I just want to put a name out there. Obviously, it's CMC because, like you're saying, it's been hard this year to reach the 100 rushing yards. I think you and I were talking about this, and it's either this or King Henry. I like your pick because everything, just from a volume standpoint, he's getting everything on that team. So, and I think the tricky part with your pick this week is. They're going up against the Commanders, and the Commanders just throw all over the Commanders, right? But anyway, I still like the pick.
Yeah, I mean, he had what 2 weeks ago that he went off for 145 yards, 143 yards 3 weeks ago against Arizona. So another team that teams can just throw all over. The reason I picked him is he's been hot since he came back, but he's also got four 100-yard games.
Yeah.
And he's missed four games this year. So he's one of the leaders as far as the number of 100-yard games. So last week, McCaffrey, Williams, and Rashad White, the only three players that have 100 yards. Mostert didn't. He was close at 96. But he's only had two games where he's been over 100. If Achan plays, I would consider him because he's had – three games over 100 already, and he's only played in six. So, he's definitely a candidate to do it. A couple of others, like Derrick Henry, always somebody that can go over 100. I think Pacheco's done it twice. James Conner, a guy who can go over 100, he's done it twice. But, like, you know, in the past, there's been a lot more guys, I feel like, that have had 100-yard games. Like, Week 14, there was only four. Chuba Hubbard had a 100-yard game in week 14. So it's just...
Yeah, it's like we're not seeing that rushing guy that just keeps rushing in. And CMC, we were talking about this before, he gets the shovel passes, et cetera, and that those don't count as rushing yards.
Yep.
So it's difficult. Also, the volume, it's, I don't know.
It is, but I mean, McCaffrey, like I was saying off the air, McCaffrey's done 100 yards five times. So he's got the most so far this season. So,
but I was saying it's hard to find those running backs where you have to make this bet and say, oh, I'm going to roll with this guy because it's easy. I mean, you're going CMC because he's a monster and just points and everything. I mean, he's doing great. But
they're also going up against Arizona. So Kyron Williams just torched them for 143.
Now that's the other reason. The matchup is beautiful.
Yeah, I would think McCaffrey should be able to torch them for 250. So, I mean, what is he at for the season? He's at 1,100. So if he can get 250 there, that puts him. You know, I mean, he's got to be looking at trying to get 1,500, 1,600 yards. So, it's crazy. So. I think that's going to wrap up the show.
Yeah, we're going to keep it short today. Not much to talk about.
Good luck in your playoffs. That's the big focus this week is getting through the first round. And
hopefully you didn't have to start any Chargers.
Yeah. If you did, I'm sorry. I know I did a couple of spots.
Yeah, me too.
That's what it is. But
it's what's happened with Eckler. It's just,
I don't know. It's tragic. That's tragic. Just tragic. Yeah.
I mean, but none of the other running backs are doing anything, which I've always said that it's the line that sucks, and they're getting nothing, absolutely nothing. These guys are just getting hit behind the line, fumbling, dropping passes. There's something very wrong with this team. So hopefully they can fix it because there's talent still in this team. But not this week. Sorry, guys.
Not this week, no. This week they're getting embarrassed. Yeah. So, Diego, parting words for our listeners.
So if you need a shoulder to cry on, I am available on Sleeper. It's going to be rough, but hopefully if you have a bad night today, you can make it back. Make sure you check those roster spots. Like we said, Saturday games, not only Thursday game, but Saturday games this week. Hopefully you can get a couple of good guys going and make it to the next round. And for those that got the first week bye. Kudos for their hard work. You locked that first week bye, and that one is always important because of things like what are going on with the injuries and the weird games that are happening and the weather. We didn't talk about the weather, but the weather is not nice in the country, and it also creates some tough situation for fantasy. So good luck. That's all for today, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, definitely thanks for listening. The weather is a big thing. Especially this time of year, we got a lot of games in cold weather areas, outdoor stadiums and whatnot, and it definitely has an effect on some of these teams and some of these games. So you can find me on Sleeper at Solinator. You can find me on X at the FF Degenerate. You can find us on our website at daydreamingdegenerates.com. Send a message for the show, a question. Just tell us, give us feedback if you want. Like Diego said, congratulations to everybody that made the playoffs. Congratulations to all the people in our redraft league playoffs, and good luck in making it to the championship game there. And then ultimately, to the five teams that end up winning those leagues, and the top three of those that win the prizes. Thank you all for listening, and good night.